90.9 WRCJ, your connection to the Detroit Public Schools and your connection to this radio program we call Old and Gold. My name is Bob Silverberg. I'm in the driver's seat steering, driving, and hanging on for dear life. Greg's not here just yet. He just left the ballpark, so I'm sure he's on his way. Sitting in on the phone that you can call at 313-596-3529 is Jerry Marszalek, and thanks, Jerry, for coming.
You're welcome. I'm just really honored to be part of this institution of Old and Gold. It's a great, great honor.
Well, I'm glad you said it, because my mom often said I'd wind up in an institution, so I guess she was right. We started off with, of course, the Laredos that we have for every show except one over the last 25 years and about 8 months. What, you can't hear? No, it's not going to come out there when the microphone's on. You got to put the things you had in your hand. Nothing there either. Try a different set. Keep going. Something will work around here. How about that? Does that work? Oh, I see. Now he says yes. Anyway, we started off with Laredos, as I said, with Bernie Turnbull doing the narration. And then we followed up with Goodbye Bo by the Royal Playboys on the Doe D record label. Now, I know we just played that not too long ago, but it's rather significant on this here show because this very well could be the last Old and Gold show after almost 1,100 broadcasts. I'm afraid that Old and Gold is gonna depart. And all I can say is thanks to everybody that's listened all these years. It's nothing we did wrong. The station is changing formats. It's going to become classical jazz, as I understand it. And I don't think we'll fit into that format. So rather than be caught with my hat in my hands, we decided we would say goodbye tonight. And we appreciate everything. I'd like to say many thanks to the Detroit Public Schools for allowing us to be here for all these years, because it's their station, and it was always their up to their discretion whether or not we'd be here. And they have always been pretty good to us, and we never had any real problems with us. We appreciate all the things at the Detroit Public Schools. Also like to thank Jumpin' Jim Petrat for starting this show and allowing me to get involved in it some 3 years or so into the run. Appreciate that very much. And Jim was a swell guy and always did a real good job on Old and Gold. Like to say thanks to Sal and Dottie for putting up with me for all those years. Sal at first for many years, Sal and I and Jim did it. Then Sal did it with me. And then Dottie got involved down the line. And we always had a good time. And Mike Young just said how much fun he had when Sal and Dottie and I were here. It was always fun to listen to us chat and stuff. So I appreciate knowing them, and they're still my good friends. I still talk to them on occasion, see them at the record shows. And I'd like to say thanks to Mr. Ouija, Greg Innes, for being a contributor to the show for the last, I think, almost 2 years. I think it's going on 2 years now that Greg and I have been here. And he's been real easy to work with and a lot of fun, and we've become sort of friends on the side. We see each other I don't think socially is the way to say it, but we kind of bum around together and do a lot of strange things together. I'd like to say thanks to Jerry Marszalek and Phil Verlone, who have helped us many times over the year. We appreciate that. Even though they went to Cody, they still turned out to be halfway decent Joes, and I see both of them
it's been an honor for both of us. We both really enjoyed it.
I've seen them both on social things, too. So, anyway, we'll get back to some more thanks and goodbyes and stuff as we go along. But you can call at 313-596-3529 if you just want to say goodbye. If you just want to say adios, we're glad you're going. You can call at 313-596-3529. We're going to start out with a song from my good friend Dan Kowalski, along with his wife Polly and his daughter Katie. A longtime Old and Gold supporters, and really, really always appreciated what we did here on the show. So here's one I know you like, and this is Eddie Holland. And this is kind of appropriate to leaving.